From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Your bedroom, I can smell all your secrets. You're hiding inside a suitcase. I'm pulling up on them, grabbing my pencils and wishing ashes would come crashing down. If God forsake my faith, I forsake my dream, I forsake.
To the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on MTRadio.net. Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another awesome rockin' show. Welcome.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, how you doing? What are you doing? What are you wearing?
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, are you naked yet?
Yay. Should be. Let's get naked.
Naked.
Join us.
So we started off the show tonight with some Cancerous with Shock Therapy out of Billings, Montana. Cancerous is spelt with a K. Their members included Josh, Michael, Katie, and Lucas. They were founded in 2006 and are currently on a hiatus. They have a unique sound and live performance, and they are a very awesome, awesome band, and we cannot wait for their return. you know, band members are having babies. Congrats to Katie again for her awesome little bundle of joy.
And we understand bands wanting to take time off, yeah. especially that part of their life, you know.
They have lives.
Absolutely. Traveling is hard on them. And
doing live shows and practicing and, you know, having families.
And it's not like you can throw the baby in the back, you know. You probably could, but.
Well, you couldn't throw it.
You could throw it. They just frown on it.
That's true. And the noise afterwards is phenomenal.
Don't throw your babies.
No.
Ansi does not encourage throwing babies.
No.
Throwing midgets, that's fine.
Yeah, they're more fun.
They like, yay! Oh, clap! Splat.
Ansi's going to hell.
Josh from Cancerous is a big promoter over in Billings, Montana. He puts on so many shows and works his ass off. I actually got to introduce Mistress Mystery to Josh when we went and saw 16 Penny a couple weekends ago in Billings, and he works his ass off, and
he does.
It was really fun to see him putting on the show. Usually he comes to our shows, so we got to go to one of his shows, and it was fantastic. So if you're looking for a show in the Billings, Montana area, definitely get a hold of Josh Shalining. He's on Facebook, and he does a lot of shows at the Rail Yard, and he's awesome, and he will hook you up. Even if you're not metal, he'll hook you up. So.
Oh, yes.
He's not partial.
He is not. So if you want to find out more information, go to cancerous.com. And you can harass them on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, everywhere.
Remind them they're awesome and you want them back.
True stories.
Because you never know. It might not make a difference today. But
peer pressure does help.
A couple months from now, they might be given and, you know, do a show.
Yep. Peer pressure.
Do peer it. Pressure.
Do it.
Touch it. Touch it.
All right. We're going to stay in the Billings, Montana area and play you some music from The Farthest Edge.
The song is Love the Way You Lie. That, of course, is a cover song. But still, nonetheless, awesome.
Yes.
Just because it's a cover does, and it's not your original, doesn't mean you can't make it your own.
True story.
And they do. They make it definitely their own. Members Patrick, Rich, Stefan, and John, they are currently not doing anything at the moment. They have took a small break since last year. We're hoping that we can convince them that they need to come back and play with us all again. And
they're lots of fun to party with.
They are a lot of fun to party with. I mean, and like all Montana bands, they kick ass. So, you know.
I got to show them how to drink Mr. Style at Hell Yeah and Five Finger Death Punch in Billings.
Did boob shots?
They had one beer. I'm like, I came around the corner. I had a shot in my boobs and I had two drinks. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And like, this is how we do this. And
then you're like, you're not holding enough drinks.
They were not. And they
you
were
have
like,
two hands. What the fuck's wrong with you?
They were well informed and well boozed by the time the show was over.
That's the one thing mistresses definitely make sure of, that you are well boozed.
You have to be well boozed to deal with the mistresses.
It's not like a necessity, but it does make things easier on everyone.
Absolutely.
You can check out this song. It's off of their full length album From Billings with Love, which is also available on Google Play. This is The Farthest Edge on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. What's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. What's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. Just
stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry.
Mike from Endeavor, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Go ahead, nine. Two down, clear at the whale. Bunch coming your way. 10-4.
Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
Let's go with it.
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal, and that was some Mahama Waldi with Snuff the Fluff. They're a death thrash boogie band. Band members are Moof and Southpaw. They have a lot of influences: Journey, Origin, Black Sabbath, Molly Hatchet, ZZ Top, and their interests, which is pretty cool, is to kick fucking ass and share good shit with y'all. I love that. I think that is perfect.
That's exactly what they do, too. They're an amazing band. They're a two-piece band, the drummer and the guitarist, who is also the lead singer. And
that's all you need.
The lead singer is missing an arm. That's henceforth why he's called Southpaw. And he can fucking shred.
Oh, man. He is phenomenal to watch, because you're thinking to yourself, oh, my goodness. Okay, well, yeah, let's check it out. And then once he starts playing, you are in awe.
And he's good at it. And you're just like, it sounds good. He looks good. And you're just like, there's no excuse for saying you can't do shit.
No, there is no excuse.
You guys definitely need to go onto Facebook and YouTube and check out some of their videos that they have posted. They've been going crazy, just posting up a storm.
Several of Mark's Southpaw, several of Mark's videos have went viral. People see it and they think it's fake at first. And I'm like, I've seen him live several times and it is not fake. He can shred.
He can.
So definitely check out Muhammad Waldi. They're on Facebook, MySpace, and YouTube. And you'll want to see them live because they're freaking fantastic.
Let's head over to the Bozeman area. This one is The Killer in Me, Desperation Noose. Killer in Me was originally founded in 2012. They are currently no longer together, but of course with all bands there is a chance they may get back together and decide to play nicely again.
They better play again.
Things happen. Life goes separate ways and playing together isn't an option.
Yeah. Life is what happens when we're making other plans.
Yeah. You make plans. God laughs.
Yep. And says, whoa, wait a minute.
Like, you thought you had an option? Oh, my God. No. No.
Yeah, let's throw these five things at you.
You thought options were A, B, and C. Turns out your real options were D, E, and F. But, geez, what you got?
Yeah, right? Actually, I got X, Y, and Z.
One of the members from, actually, I think a couple of the members from The Killer and Me are now involved in As the Crow Flies out of Bozeman, Montana. It's not metal, but it's rock and roll, blues, and hillbilly. It's a two-piece rock and roll band. Mario's in there. Lead singer of The Killer and Me is also singing in As the Crow Flies, and they're a pretty awesome band. So the members are out there. They're doing stuff. You're just going to find them.
Hunt them down. Stalk them.
This is The Killer and Me on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana. Oh, yeah!
Desperation. This is Keely from Stupid Human Suit. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Find another tree, make it fly. A million miles from home. Can't go home, no going home. A million miles from he's the pimp, I'm the hoe. Doesn't even know my name, takes my cash. No hit trouble, work toil. They'll kill your kids for motherfucking oil. Look at all of us, keep your dad on his hands. Lock me up and throw AP. I might be sitting here smoking weed. And the child molesters go, who's about me? A million miles from home. Can't go home, no.
Hey, this is Johnny Angus from the Farthest Edge, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. Fuck yeah.
Change, bury your name, blast.
You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was some Resurgence with Surfacing Truth. They're out of Kalispell, Montana. Their members are Travis, Corey, Eric, and Dalton.
Resurgence is the band actually that was formerly known as Vengeance. They did a recent name change. A lot of them, they do the same songs that they did. They do a few of the new ones. Currently touring a lot.
They're going to be playing April 7th in Missoula with Hemlock, Ectomorph, and Blessed Doom at the Dark Horse. It's a 21 plus age or older show. It's at 8 p.m. and it's $5 at the door. They're also on April 14th in Kalispell with Wizard the Eagles. It's an all ages event. It's at 9 p.m. and at the door it's $5.
And they have another show coming up, which I think we should be heading over to see this show. April 29th in Billings at the Rail Yard with Tribe and Ever and a Balance of Power.
That'd be an awesome show.
Oh, we have to go.
We have to go.
We have to, that. No, we April, have to go to that one.
It's Friday. It's April 29th, and it's going to be lots of fun. That group of guys all together is just going to be phenomenal. So
this is going to be so much fun.
Definitely check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for all the shows that are happening in the Montana area. And if you've got a show, definitely post it on the page and let Montana Metal know so they can spread it with the world, because there's tons of Montana Metal shows happening. So
just need to know where to look.
Yep.
Exactly.
We're going to head over to the Missoula, Montana area right now, and we're going to listen to some Universal Choke Sign. They were founded in 2005. You've got Pierre Davey, Justin George, and JJ. They've shared the stage with tons of bands. They're a phenomenal band. They've played with Drowning Pool, Wayne Static, and tons more. They're fantastic, and I love Universal Choke Sign. Recently went over to Missoula on my birthday, and they were having a show over there, and
they pulled you up on stage.
They did pull me up on stage. It was crazy, because I was standing there, and I was talking with Sarah and Yolanda Yoshi, and Yoshi's birthday was on Friday, and Sarah's was on Sunday, and mine was on Saturday. So the three of us were all standing there hanging out and stuff, and yeah, then they're like, we're going to sing happy birthday. And we're like, okay. So we stood over in the corner. They're like, get on the damn stage. We're like, okay.
Yay. Awesome.
It was fun. So thank you again to Universal Choke Sign for an awesome birthday, because it's fantastic. And you can check out that video on our Facebook page. And we were told while we were at the show that there's brand new merch heading our way, along with a brand new CD in the month of April. Universal was posting today that they're getting ready to announce some more news and stuff. So hopefully we're not spoiling that.
Yeah, let's
just
hope
say
not.
There's a bunch of shows that I got coming your
oh,
way.
Oh yeah.
April 9th they've got one with Blessed Doom, Jack Bastard birthday bash with Blessed Doom.
It's gonna be in the Hamilton area.
21 plus age, 9 p.m. start of the show. Go to their Facebook for more information. They've also got a show coming up on April 16th at the Dark Horse with Endeavor. Freaking love Endeavor.
Arctotis too is going to be there.
Arctotis. I mean, there are so many. That's just going to be an awesome show in itself. It's 21 plus, $5 at the show, $5 at the door for the show, and 8 p.m. is the show. $5, you can't go wrong with that.
That's a beer. That's a drink.
It's like, yeah, it's like one of my mixed drinks.
Yeah, so you just bring $20. So you have three drinks and get to this show.
See? Or 40 and you're really fucked up.
All right.
Buy merchandise. Just don't be driving.
There's that too. You can buy merch. Okay, so I bring 40, my merch. And
no, just bring 100 and then that way you can buy a lot of the merch.
You can buy hoodies and everything like that, because hoodies are awesome.
CDs. Oh, love my hoodies.
I love hoodies.
All right. This is some Universal Choke Sign on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Destruction and occultism. you can, I'm in the backyard. Oh, alright, then I did it. I was a bad friend, listen, I admit it. But you were never right, you never took my side. I swear, someday
This is Will Summers from Wolves Among Ruin, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
Just drink me!
listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was River Runs Red with Cave Cricket. These guys are out of Butte, Montana. Unfortunately, these guys are no longer together.
I know a lot of their members are doing things in other bands right now.
Kevin's in At Home in Hell. They're out of the... Well, most of the members, I don't know. They say that they're out of Great Falls, Montana. They're kind of like from a little bit all over. So they're pretty awesome, and you should definitely check them out.
You can find more about Rivers Run Reds on their Facebook page. I know they still have that active. It's MySpace.
MySpace?
MySpace. MySpace is popular, people.
It's making me a comeback. It's weird.
It's like, and especially in different countries, MySpace is actually more popular than Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
So it's just kind of weird from a place like we, you know, in the United States where everything's Facebook, to think that MySpace is popular somewhere.
I don't even know if I can get into my MySpace account.
I'm pretty sure I deleted mine about 2 years ago.
I don't know if I could get into mine.
And they're like, holy shit. These are like pictures. Like, oh, man. Save this one. I like that one. Like that one. What the fuck was I thinking with my hair at that point? You know, you look back like 5 years and it's like, holy shit.
Was that one was all rainbow colored?
One of the multiple ones. There are other ones. I'm like, whoa, that was not a good makeup style for me.
No.
Like, I look kind of vampire shit, not in a good way. Like,
that's okay. At least you didn't have the mullet.
Yeah,
I had
true.
The mullets. I also had a mohawk too, but
you
that
had
was
your
a
hair
long
shaved
time
at
ago.
One point in time. Didn't you have the sides?
Yeah, the sides were shaved. Yeah, it was a full on mohawk.
Nice.
It was awesome. I liked it.
All right, Mr. Soisy saying thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Montana Metal. If you want your band to be on Montana Metal, email our producer with some naked photos at closingchapter@gmail.com. Make sure you include music. Don't forget the music. You know, attention Montana Metal, Mistresses of Mayhem, and he'll make sure.
The porn is best part. That's yes. Asking his attention. He'll open a lot faster.
True story.
He likes music, but he likes porn better.
So thank you again for tuning in.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying there are so many shows coming up in April. There is no excuse not to get out and at least see 100, 200, 300.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, yes, go support, buy merch, that make sure that they can keep coming back. And yeah, at least check out 100, 200, 300 or 300.
And we, of course, want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week and making us sound as awesome as he can. And, of course, Sean at mtradio.net for letting us play on his awesome station. Check out all the awesome shows on his great, great station.
Yes, check them out.
All right, we're going to close up tonight with some AS9.
AS9 is out of Billings. This song is Montana Emo Massacre. And, well, who wouldn't like an emo massacre? We do not encourage the killing of any emo, just a slight massacre.
Especially in Montana.
Like, there no massacre should be blamed on the mistresses. Just because we tell you to do it doesn't mean you choose to do it. Don't do it. We encourage you to do it. You probably shouldn't.
No.
If I'm telling you, do it, do it, do it.
Stop.
I am that inner voice that's on the bad side of your shoulder telling you to do it. You should listen to the other voice that's like, don't fucking listen to her. She's No. When those two voices fight, it's usually a good sign that you should probably not listen to the mistress one.
Exactly.
AS9's got members Dustin, Dave, Ben, Spock, and Trevor. Originally founded in 2002. They had a show in December, but we really have not heard much from them. We're hoping they're just taking a small hiatus and will be back to play with us very soon.
Come play.
Thank you guys again for listening to Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Down.
1, 2.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment. For those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creativity and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.